Hello and welcome to your GCSE Design and Technology Revision Podcast. I'm so glad you've tuned in today because we're diving into one of the most important material topics you'll need to know for your exam, the categorisation of ferrous and non-ferrous metals. Whether you're revising for a written paper or preparing to justify material choices in your NEA, this episode has got you covered. So grab a pen, get comfortable, and let's get into it. Let's start with the big question. What actually is a metal, and why do we split them into two groups? Metals are materials that are generally strong, hard, and good conductors of heat and electricity. But not all metals are the same, and in design and technology, we categorise them into two families, ferrous and non-ferrous. This distinction is absolutely fundamental, and examiners will expect you to use these terms correctly and confidently. So, ferrous metals. The word ferrous comes from the Latin word ferrum, meaning iron. So here's your first memory hook. Ferrous equals iron. Every ferrous metal contains iron as its main component. And because they contain iron, ferrous metals share two very important characteristics. They are generally magnetic, and they are prone to rusting when exposed to moisture and oxygen, unless they've been specially treated. Let's meet the three main ferrous metals you need to know. First up, mild steel. Mild steel is the most commonly used metal in manufacturing and construction. It's strong, tough, and ductile, meaning it can be drawn into wires or bent without snapping. It's relatively cheap to produce, which makes it ideal for structural frameworks, car body panels, and general engineering components. However, it's big weakness is that it rusts easily, so it often needs to be painted, galvanised, or coated to protect it. In the exam, if a question asks you to justify using mild steel, think strong, ductile, cheap, but needs rust protection. Next, stainless steel. This is an alloy, meaning it's a mixture of metals made from steel with added chromium, typically around 18%. That chromium creates a thin, invisible oxide layer on the surface that prevents rust. So stainless steel is strong, corrosion-resistant, and hygienic, which is why it's used for kitchen sinks, cutlery, surgical instruments, and food processing equipment. When you see hygienic or food safe in a question, stainless steel should immediately come to mind. Third ferrous metal, cast iron. Cast iron has a very high carbon content, around 2 to 4%, which makes it extremely hard and strong in compression. But here's the catch. That high carbon content also makes it brittle, meaning it can crack or shatter under sudden impact or tension. Cast iron is great for products that need to bear heavy compressive loads, like manhole covers, engine blocks, and traditional cookware. Remember, cast iron is hard but brittle. It can take a squeeze, but not a sudden knock. Now, let's move on to non-ferrous metals. These are metals that do not contain iron. Because they lack iron, non-ferrous metals are generally non-magnetic and much more resistant to corrosion. They tend to be lighter than ferrous metals too, which makes them incredibly useful in applications where weight matters. Let's look at the three key non-ferrous metals. First, aluminium. Aluminium is one of the most widely used metals in the world, and for good reason. It's lightweight, about one-third the density of steel, and it forms a natural oxide layer that makes it highly resistant to corrosion. It's also an excellent conductor of heat and electricity, and it's very malleable, meaning it can be pressed and shaped easily. You'll find aluminium in aircraft bodies, drinks cans, window frames, and kitchen foil. In the exam, if a question involves lightweight structures or packaging, aluminium is almost always the answer. Second non-ferrous metal, copper. Copper is distinctive. You'll recognise it by its warm, reddish-orange colour. It is the best metallic conductor of electricity after silver, which is why it's used extensively in electrical wiring and circuit boards. It's also highly ductile and malleable, easy to bend and shape, and it's corrosion-resistant. Copper is used in plumbing pipes, electrical cables, and heat exchangers. A key fact to remember, copper turns green over time due to a process called patination. You might have seen this on old statues or church roofs. That green layer is actually copper carbonate, and it protects the metal underneath.
Right, let's talk about properties. This is where a lot of marks are available, and it's also where candidates lose marks by using vague language. You need to know and use precise, technical vocabulary. Ductility is the ability of a material to be drawn out into a thin wire without breaking. Copper and mild steel are both highly ductile. Malleability is the ability of a material to be hammered, pressed, or rolled into thin sheets without cracking. Aluminium and copper are highly malleable. Hardness is resistance to scratching, indentation, or wear. Cast iron is very hard. Toughness is the ability to absorb impact without fracturing. Mild steel is tough. And brittleness is the tendency to fracture suddenly without deforming. Cast iron is brittle. Don't confuse hardness with toughness. A material can be hard but brittle, like cast iron. Examiners will specifically test whether you understand this distinction. Now let's talk about exam technique, because knowing the content is only half the battle. When a question asks you to identify a material, you just need to name it. One word, one mark. When a question asks you to describe a property, use technical vocabulary and say what the property means. For example, aluminium is malleable, meaning it can be pressed into shape without cracking. When a question asks you to explain why a material is suitable, you must link the property to the application. For example, copper is used for electrical wiring because it is highly ductile, allowing it to be drawn into thin wires, and it is an excellent conductor of electricity, ensuring efficient current flow. Notice how that answer has three parts: the material, the property, and the reason it matters for that specific use. That's the structure that earns full marks. A really common mistake candidates make is saying something like, aluminium is used for drinks cans because it is a good metal. That earns 0 marks. You must be specific. Say, aluminium is used for drinks cans because it is lightweight, reducing transport costs, and it is corrosion resistant, preventing the contents from reacting with the container. Another common error is confusing ferrous and non-ferrous. Remember, ferrous equals iron. If in doubt, ask yourself, does this metal contain iron? If yes, it's ferrous. If no, it's non-ferrous. And a quick test you can use. Ferrous metals are generally magnetic. So if a question describes a material being attracted to a magnet, it's almost certainly a ferrous metal. One more tip. When you're asked to compare two materials, you must address both similarities and differences. Don't just describe one and then the other. Use comparative language. Mild steel is stronger than aluminium, but aluminium is significantly lighter and more corrosion resistant. Now, let's do a quickfire recall quiz. I'll ask a question, give you a few seconds to think, then give you the answer. Ready? Question 1. What does the term ferrous mean? Answer. Ferrous means containing iron. Question 2. Name 2 properties of aluminium. Answer. Lightweight and corrosion resistant, though you could also say malleable or good conductor of heat and electricity. Question 3. Why is cast iron described as brittle? Answer. Because its high carbon content means it can fracture suddenly under impact or tension without deforming first. Question 4. What is the difference between ductility and malleability? Answer. Ductility is the ability to be drawn into a wire. Malleability is the ability to be pressed or hammered into sheets.
question box, give one application a pop-up and explain why it is suitable. Also, copper is used for electrical DIY because it is an excellent conductor of electricity and is ductile, allowing it to be drawn into thin wires. How did you do? Well, let's wrap up with a quick summary of everything we've covered today. Ferrous metals contain iron, magnetic, and are prone to rust. The three key ferrous metals are mild steel, strong and ductile but rust, stainless steel, corrosion resistant and hygienic, and cast iron, hard and strong compression but brittle. Non-ferrous metals do not contain iron, are non-magnetic, and are generally corrosion resistant. The three key non-ferrous metals are aluminium, lightweight and corrosion resistant, copper, excellent electrical conductor and ductile, and brass, an alloy of copper and zinc, strong, decorative and easy to machine. The key properties to know are ductility, malleability, hardness, toughness and brittleness. And in the exam, always link properties to applicators. That's where the marks are. Thank you so much for listening. Keep revising, keep practicing those exam style answers, and remember, every mark counts. Good luck, and I'll see you in the next episode.